The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Summer, Shane, is in full swing, and that comes with, thankfully, holidays. So why do we overspend, spend frivolously, fritter our money away in a different way while we are on holidays? Joining us now to explain is our resident professor of psychiatry from Trinity, Brendan Kelly. Good evening to you, Brendan.
Good evening. Why do we spend so much money on holidays?
Yes.
Why do we feel free? Why do we feel like we're
doing
our
true selves?
Why do
we buy things that we wouldn't dream of buying if we were at home?
Do things we wouldn't dream of doing and hang around with people we don't really like sometimes. Yeah, holidays are different. You know, holiday Ciara is somebody quite different to everyday Ciara.
She's actually more like everyday Ciara than you might imagine, but she is definitely a little bit worse.
Worse?
Well,
yeah,
worse. Worse slash better. I'd say better.
As with holiday Shane.
My kids do say that there is a holiday dad.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is.
Which I'm not sure is a compliment to regular dads, I suspect. But,
and look, everyone on holidays, we spend more money. It starts before we go on holidays and we spend a lot on the holiday because it's the holiday.
I buy things for the holiday that I already have and don't need. I don't know why I do it.
Yeah, well,
I need help, Brendan.
You do it because you're reaching for an ideal image of yourself. You're reaching for this imaginary picture of you on your holidays.
I am.
You're willing to plough your hard-earned money into that, even when it doesn't quite make sense. And that's before you leave the house, maybe before you book the tickets. Of course, the real spending kicks in at the airport, which are designed to make us spend.
Suck you in and spend.
And they are among the most researched retail contexts in the world.
So is that an exercise in brilliant psychology then, the airport shops?
It's an extraordinary exercise in psychology. And the things they're selling us are things we do not normally buy. They're tapping into the feeling that this is a special time. And the combination of anxiety about travel, stress about travel, and excitement.
The sense of freedom. Of endless possibilities.
This is a toxic combination. You are putting in the hands of the retailers at the airport, which is why they try to sell you the most expensive things, likely at the most expensive price that you will ever see them.
So I waltz through that without even looking at it. Does that make me something of a curmudgeon?
Well, yes, I think that ship has sailed long ago. But nevertheless, most people do buy something at the airport and they advertise or they display very big, high price, glossy items and you can feel virtuous as you move through it.
I do.
And yet you can buy something at an enhanced price later
insane.
Down.
I was in an airport in Malaga once and I bought a leather jacket for no reason whatsoever. Just because I was in the airport.
How many leather jackets
That's off the point, Shane Coleman. Okay. That's off the point. I bought something that wasn't that cheap that I didn't need because I was in an airport.
Yeah, and you say you bought it for no reason, but of course there was a reason at the time. There was an emotional reason. It filled some kind of emotional gap in your life at that time.
I am a yawning void inside.
Chasm.
Yes, yes, yes. No, we've established that this vast expanse of meaninglessness that you try to fill by lighting tiny little candles, lots and lots of them, that really only accentuate the extent of the emptiness.
Oh, God.
Nevertheless, your continual purchase of unnecessary leather jackets shows that you're trying, that you haven't given
up. To fill the void.
With leather jackets, if necessary, and like absent meaning or purpose, maybe enough brightly coloured leather products from exotic airports will give you a sense of solace in the darkness, if not a sense
it
of
does
purpose.
Give me a bit of solace.
Okay, so we're only at the airport already.
We haven't even got on the plane yet.
No, and let's talk about the plane for a quick minute if you're going on the plane to go on your holidays, where you're offered a very restricted set of products, but then inexplicably some aftershave and perfume and other things because
or a scratch card.
Because you cannot conceivably travel for 3 hours in the air without buying tea, coffee, alcohol, a scratch card or deodorant.
This is where I do succumb. I am very partial to a Ryanair toasty and then a cup of tea and a Twix.
That's not frivolous. Frivolous
that's
is
as
me.
Frivolous as I get.
Buy a bottle of perfume and 3 gin and tonics. Do you know what I mean?
I'm afraid that's as frivolous as a loud man can get.
I only dream of being you, Shane Coleman.
Wow, so you've got completely different models of your spending on the airplane and different interpretations of your spending on the airplane.
I thought I was going mad that way.
I thought I was quite normal.
No, neither of you are what you say you are, but you're both spending money on an aeroplane, which is like just a few hours. Can you not
Michael Leary's listening, rubbing his hands with glee.
Can you not live for a few hours without spending some money? So far, you have overspent planning the holiday. You've bought stuff you don't need. You've spent money at the airport. You have a degree of virtue in sort of internalized because you think you escape through the duty free. And we could go back to that phrase, duty free. And you've both been spending money on the aeroplane already before you touch down.
My producer has texted in to say that she buys pink champagne on the airplane because she thinks it's fancy.
Okay, can I just
and say, I relate to her quite that's a hard relate from me, I'm going to give her.
Well, I have more respect for the person who leans into this and buys the pink champagne than the virtue signalling Twix eater who walks past all of the duty free and feels they've somehow won.
Okay, you've taken sides here. I see what you're doing.
Eventually you arrive at your destination and you pay for a taxi or some such from an airport or a port.
Always a taxi with Kira. Never public transport. Like,
okay.
This, I'm coming across really badly.
But you know, Shane, can I just point out one thing to you in terms of psychological manipulations and carry on? That virtue does not come from comparison. Comparing
it's
yourself.
It's the thief of joy.
See, you know what? You might have your fancy degrees and qualifications, but I disagree with you. I get great virtue from comparison.
You get enjoyment and satisfaction from comparison and one-up personship from comparison. But in terms of core intrinsic morality, that is not a comparable thing. You shouldn't
take that
aim
point.
To be a better person than the person beside you.
He does enjoy my chaos and feeling smug about it. It is a kind of a thing. And I see why, really, to be honest.
In any case, you've now arrived at your holiday destination. Okay. You're walking through overpriced shops. You're buying, in my case, shirts. Brightly coloured holiday shirts.
Is that your
shirts.
Weakness?
Yes, because I see myself as a person who will wear a pink striped shirt when I'm away. And not only will I not wear it when I'm away, I won't wear it at home. It will join all the others in the closet when I get home.
Wow.
You have a very interesting closet.
Yes, I do. It's full of unworn shirts. And this is part of me reaching for the imaginary me, the kind of person I want to be and believe I could
be. I have something similar in that I buy, I think it's like a body dysmorphism, but where I think I'm Latino and about 4 stone lighter than I am. So I buy like tiny luminous things to wear that really I can't.
Okay, you know, there's so much there. I'm just going to turn to Shane for a minute before we start talking about the tiny luminous garments that you buy and don't wear on the basis of your imagined self-image. The fact is you are relaxed and your vigilance about spending has diminished.
Is that what it is when we go on holidays?
It's partly that, but you spend more for the imaginary Shane than the real Shane because the imaginary Shane is feels closer to you than the real you. Now, people have ways of dealing with this. For example, some people set out a budget for their holiday spending. And this is the kind of thing that sounds good
in
theory.
Who are those people?
Well, it doesn't matter because it doesn't work.
Okay. Good.
Operationally.
Thank God for that.
Budgeting. A budget operates as a target and people with a budget always spend the budget.
Ooh.
Whereas if you're able to not have a budget, you might end up spending less because having a budget gives you permission to spend everything in the budget. And then, of course, spending is so easy with tapping your card that it doesn't feel like spending to any degree. So another approach people use is they bring only cash. And this is an idea that is filling Kira with horror. I think she's about to collapse in need of medical attention.
And me, I got to say.
Yeah, you seem more unhappy about it rather than having an existential crisis at the idea, Shane.
Okay, fair enough. So what do we do about it? Or do we need to do anything about it?
I don't know that we do. This is what holidays are about. Holidays are about letting go a little bit, feeling free a little bit, and getting in touch with that side of you that you keep suppressed at home, which it's mostly wise you keep suppressed at home, and you only let that person out from inside you when you're far distant from anyone you know and who could recognise you. So I'm not certain it is a problem unless someone is ending up in financial trouble.
Yeah, within reason, yeah.
We live very managed lives as matters currently stand, and there are a few chances to let your hair down or to buy the fluorescent pink garment. I might be extrapolating here, Kira. So I don't think there's a lot of harm doing it. We need to let go. We need to feel free.
But should people maybe make a decision, not make a big spending decision when they're on holidays? Is that a wise course?
I almost bought a holiday home.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
I didn't do it, guys. I didn't do it. So I'm winning.
Yeah.
I'm winning at life.
you are winning at life. We're all winning at life just by being here. It is good not to buy huge items. So one thing to do is not set a holiday budget overall, but set a budget per purchase so you don't buy anything very, very big like a holiday home, so that you wouldn't spend much on a single transaction rather than having an overall budget. But remember, the joy of holidays is that we feel free. We shouldn't rein them in too much.
One last question. When you go on holidays this summer, will you send us back a photograph of you in one of those shirts on holidays?
Please.
I will send you back a photograph of me in a shirt so outrageously inappropriate that you will shudder as you look at it, shriek rather than store it on your phone, and we will never, ever speak of it again.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
That's like a deal.
That sounds perfect.
We'll put it in the social media.
Thank you so much, Professor Brendan Kelly.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.